Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone around the globe. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with all of you here today. Again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America and also from South America and also overseas. We are very happy to have you all with us. And today we have back with us our very wonderful and inspiring guest with also a very strong and powerful story. She is divorced and transition and also LGBT coach, Monique Sanders, and she is the founder of Silhouette Life Coaching. And to anyone that was fortunate enough to catch our prior segments with Monique, you know that she will definitely hit on topics that are really very prevalent in our society today and actually hit close to home to many of us tuning in. So we have another wonderful show. It is now Thursday, the 23rd of February. And a reminder to all of our guests, especially our listeners from overseas, our show today with Monique and all of our shows are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. And also, if you're a big part of social media, many of us are now, we're also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also on Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can actually enjoy our shows from any one of those different platforms. And also, please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. Now, our guest today that is back with us, Monique Sanders. She really focuses her practice on women and really helping women deal with difficult transitional moments in their life. Also, self-accepting issues. I mean, these are issues that are tough, issues such as divorce, you know, becoming a single mother. And as many of us know and have experienced, this could be a very difficult time for people. Also a very lonely time. I've seen it firsthand. Many of us have also seen it. And it's wonderful that we actually have someone that we can turn to for help. Now, what Monique really focuses on is women that are suffering with identity issues. Women who really aren't sure who they are. Women who aren't sure who they're really attracted to. And again, this is a very controversial topic, even until today. Many women feel alienated because they feel different. And I have to stress this, everyone in our audience today has seen or known a person that has dealt with this issue at some point of their life, which is why I am very proud to introduce to you today, back with us, divorce, identity, and also LGBT coach, founder of Silhouette Life Coaching, Ms. Monique Sanders. How are you doing today, Monique?
I'm doing very well, Matthew. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Well, we're very happy to have you back on and really speaking on a very important topic. Now, to all of our new listeners that are tuning in that didn't get a chance to really hear our prior segments, can you really share with them who exactly is Monique Sanders?
Absolutely. So thank you for the introduction. I'm a woman that absolutely believes in being honest about my sexuality. And I'm also a certified life coach that specializes in helping women who have divorced their husbands because they're attracted to women. So essentially, I'm helping women who are suffering with their sexual identity and they desire to be free of their own internal judgment and pain. And, you know, I love what I do coaching women who are starting out on this journey because I know by my own experience it's a frightening process. And, you know, Matthew, I started this journey, oh my goodness, it's been almost 8 years now. I was 32 years old, a single mother of two boys and a successful computer consultant in my hometown. And throughout the years that I was single, I dated men on a regular basis and I never seemed to have a problem with their social companionship. However, the intimate part was something completely different. And this cycle of dating men and feeling out of place went on for a long time. And I just remember this feeling and this constant beating myself up and criticizing everything about my life. I finally found the answers and the answers to my questions, and I did that through self-coaching.
And it's wonderful that you're using this experience now to help others. So, Monique, what exactly led to the foundation of Silhouette Life Coaching?
Well, the Silhouette Life Coaching was founded to help women who are coming out later in life, and I know that they have too much to lose if they don't manage the situation correctly. And I have this collection of coaching tools and experience, things that are so unique to our situation, of this unique perspective that I'd like to share. And that's why I founded Silhouette Life Coaching.
And I know that there are many people tuning in that are going through these different situations that have these sort of feelings that they feel is different from many people. If you can really share with the audience the different areas that you focus on when you do work with these clients.
Yeah, so everybody has to know that the coaching style I offer is called casual coaching. And it's designed to bring awareness to the thoughts that we create and the emotions that are caused by our thinking. And we focus on the results that we want to create in our life right now. And through this thought awareness, we actually develop the ability to self-coach for the rest of our life. It's a skill that stays with us. And the areas that we focus on is the thought management, and our conversations will be amazing, and the work is completely private. And what I do is I show up so that it allows the clients that I'm working with to really get intimate with themselves and stay in a safe zone, if that's how I would describe it.
Yes. And I think feeling safe and comfortable is a big part of that healing process as well. Now, a quick note to our audience, especially our first-time listeners. Every guest on our show has been carefully and thoroughly vetted, and we do this to assure that we have the most experienced and qualified people in the world to assist anyone in our audience with whatever services that they do provide. So, again, if you're fortunate enough to catch one of our segments, please be assured that, and again, I have to stress this, that you are hearing some of the most qualified people in the world that can help you. And for every guest that does come onto our show, they must also really have an inspiring story. Experience means a lot to us. So, Monique, can you really share with our audience today your personal story and journey?
Yes, and thank you for asking. So a few years, actually it's been almost 9 years now, I had to come out. I had to tell somebody, and I didn't trust anybody at the time. My personal information was so personal to talk about, and I struggled with my sexuality from the time I was a young girl. I wanted to tell my twin sister. I wanted to tell my best friend. I wanted to be me, but feared what would happen. So coming out was a long, drawn-out process that took years. And it got to a point where I finally came, like, full circle and said, you know, told myself, I deserve to be happy. I wanted to be out. I wanted to date women. I wanted to fall in love. And I wanted to do all this without compromising my culture, my children, or my career. And so somehow in the chaos, I unconsciously created this safety plan. And this safety plan mirrored the computer plans that I would set up for my clients, my consulting clients. And
yes,
that I was an expert in. I created thousands of recovery plans for my computer clients. And so it was really interesting to see this knowledge metamorph into my personal life. And so my experience as a computer system administrator actually allowed me to come out. And I love this story because being me, I actually wrote down a step-by-step procedure on how to come out and keep my culture, keep my children safe, and keep my family relationships moving forward just as they had been. And I felt that it was important to come out to someone that had prior knowledge of my children and would be part of my healing process. And I also needed the information to remain private as I figured things out. So
yes. So
going back, let me see. At the time, my sons were 6 and 11. My youngest son, Lauren, was born with a disability delays, and he required lots of work every day to get him dressed and fed and cared for. And so my safety plan had to be with a coach that could work with my unique situation. Remember, I felt alone, I felt misunderstood, and really frightened. And so I chose a coach that I had known for a year, and when I came out to Carmel, it was on a night I was home alone without the boys. I had been pretty depressed, crying, and she had called me back, and it took everything I had to answer. I had to breathe very deep and you know, catch my breath, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I'm feeling vulnerable. I have this burning sensation in my chest, and I had committed to telling somebody, and like I said, years had gone by when I finally got to this point. And I remember lowering my eyes and pausing, and then this picture of an avocado popped into my head. And I guess out of just humor, I chuckled, and I told Carmela that I got this image of an avocado in my head. And she laughed at me and said, you know, your energy is so focused, and she's an energy coach, and so for her it was very natural. And she's like, well, I'm here in Hawaii right now, and I'm looking out my kitchen window, and I'm looking at the avocados near my home. And of course, we both smile, and it made me feel better. And that's when I sat down on my couch, and all the lights were off in the house. And I said, Carmela, I'm gay, and I don't know where to go from here. And after a long silence, I politely ended our call, and that's where my story began.
Must have been difficult. That must have been a very difficult situation.
It was. Well, and today when I discuss or disclose to someone that I'm gay, their response may be a silence, and then again their response may be something different. I don't know, and I can't control how their thoughts will cause them to feel. I can only be honest with what I'm saying and how I show up in my life.
Yes, everybody is definitely different in how they do handle that information.
Yeah, and I think silence is great. I use it as a way to measure my honesty. When I'm being honest and silence shows up, it tells me that the other person is thinking about what I just said, and it's so honest, and it allows the other person to walk away if that's what they need to do, and there doesn't have to be any judgment. There isn't any need for being accepted. I just welcome the silence, and whatever happens after that is really okay.
Yeah. So. And then, really, I'm sorry, you may continue.
Oh, no, that's okay. And then just to let everybody know, November, let's see, this past November will be 6 years since I came out to my family. 3 years since I came out to my son's teachers at school, and 2 years since I came out publicly on social media, and it's been a great experience.
And I really congratulate you for doing that and being able to take that step, and now really being a great example for other people as well. So. Monique, at this point, with these other women that are dealing with this, how do you exactly assist them in making their transition?
From, like, taking them where they really want to be or where they're at right now to where they really want to be?
Yes.
Is that kind of transition?
To where they really want to be, yes.
Well, personally, I define what a successful transition was for me. And so I'll walk my clients through that. It's going to be very custom. And they'll define it, and I'll assist them with that. We'll outline what they want the relationships to be like with their family and what they're willing to compromise. Or maybe there's nothing they're willing to compromise with. But coming out is very difficult. One of the most intimate, you know, journeys a woman can experience alone. And because our sexuality doesn't define who we are, it just makes it difficult to talk about. And so that's how I'm going to assist. I'm going to teach them that their lifestyle change will have to start by planning ahead of time. We'll define what their sexual appetite means for them and how to be honest and private with it so that, you know, it doesn't get out to, like, their friends and family if that's what they need. They need complete discrepancy with. And then how to present yourself in real-life situation and identify in detail what you're going to go through in your social group. So your safety plan is designed to prepare you to deal with any fears and apprehensions to coming out. And prepare you for, you know, for what to expect.
I personally believe that preparation process, it's very important. And this way they're not surprised with any type of even negative responses that they may receive. Do you think that's important for them to be prepared?
Absolutely. I mean, we as individuals have to understand that not everybody's going to agree or accept or be quiet about their opinion. And so we're going to have those conversations and prepare ahead of time how we're going to react or not react to comments, because the truth of the matter is people will be shocked. People will have an opinion about your lifestyle, and you're going to hear it, and that's real, and that's what we talk about. And I hit it right away. I mean, we talk about it right away, and we'll go through scenarios, and we need to decide ahead of time. And it's not something that happens overnight. This is a course that happens over 6 to 12 weeks, maybe even months.
Okay. And I know too, many of the women that are tuning in are really wondering, you know, would this work for them, or are you guys a good fit together? You mentioned that you do have a free consultation. So what can people expect from this free consultation?
Well, just like you said, I think it's important to connect with the person you're going to work with and share intimate information. So this free consultation is our opportunity to exchange questions and answers. I encourage anyone who calls in and books a consultation to just ask any burning question that they have. I'm more than comfortable answering if I can, if it's appropriate. And then, and just to reiterate that every call is confidential. Many of the new clients that call in for the free consultation, it uses an opportunity to say that they're gay. Because most of the women I work with who are coming out later in life have never actually said the words out loud. So it's kind of break the ice and get to know you and find out if we're a good fit. You're correct.
And I believe that's a very important part of that healing or that transition process. So by working with you, Monique, what are some of the positive results women can experience?
Well, the most important result is the love and consideration that you're giving to yourself. By booking this call and just staying in for the first time and reaching out for support, you know, you're going to experience what it means to take care of yourself. And the results are positive because you learn to understand your desires and why they're important to you and how to create the emotions you deserve for the rest of your life. And I can just tell you that if you stay with the program that I offer, this type of work, you know, creates this lifestyle, you'll find a partner that you're attracted to. You'll fall in love years after disappointing relationships. And, you know, the list goes on. So it's very good. It's positive.
And many people in the audience are probably wondering this. How exactly do you hold your session with your clients? Does your approach change, you know, depending on the situation, whether it's, let's say, phone or Skype?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so to set up the initial call, it's up to my clients. I give them an option to do phone, which keeps them fairly anonymous. We can do video Skyping or Facebook video chat, and that's a little more intimate. And so it's just designed with whatever the client is most comfortable with, right? Because that's my goal, is to set up a safe place to go and to discuss this. And ladies, if you're listening, gentlemen too, you have to know that our conversations are completely private and confidential, and each session, again, is decided by you. When we're working together, it's always in a one-on-one situation, and during your sessions, you know, again, I offer the telephone, the video chat service, and if you happen to be in my area, in person.
Okay. So, if you could really explain to some of these women some of the different, let's say, tools or techniques that you would incorporate into your program when you do work with them.
All right, so a daily tool that I start teaching, you know, immediately is a daily thought download. It's a simple writing process. I don't refer to it as a journal because you don't have to keep the journal on record. You just jot down your thoughts in any form or fashion, and if you want to dispose of them, please do. But that's the first tool, the main tool. The second tool that I teach immediately is how to be compassionate and curious towards yourself. Excuse me. So I ask my clients to slow down and promise not to beat themselves up for wanting to love another woman. And I want you to understand that, you know, this curiosity is natural and holding compassion towards yourself is really necessary. So those are the most important tools and techniques that I introduce immediately.
Yes, and I love that you hit on the point of them not beating themselves up and really accepting who they are. And in my opinion, that is really the first step towards happiness. Monique, I can really I hear the passion and the excitement that you have about your coaching practice. Can you really share with our audience and the women out there the real personal satisfaction that you get from your job, from helping women?
Oh, well, I think for me, Matthew, I'm my love language, if you're familiar with that book, my love language is acts of service, and I genuinely like to help others. And in my IT career, I was exceptionally well at what I did, and I did my job because I approached each small business owner with this idea that I was responsible for their success and the health of their computers. And so I specialize in creating these computer disaster recovery plans because I knew without a doubt that if my small business client were to have a server or a computer go down after applying the recovery plan, I would have 100% success in restoring their business within a few hours. So this level of expertise feels good, and I'm proud of my success. And I'm also proud of the friendships I've made over the years. And that's why I actually do the coaching. It feels good.
And the word that you did use over here, friendship and creating a bond with your clients, I think that's a wonderful thing. And to everyone in the audience tuning in, it's great to have someone over there that you can speak to, a real friend that you do have a bond with. And again, I believe that all of these are all important things that are needed throughout this transition process. So, Monique, if you can share with the audience, what are your plans for the future?
Well, my real quick is to just build plans for lesbian couples and possibly do some matchmaking. I'm not sure if I'll go that far, but I want to make sure that I keep growing. I keep scaling my offer.
Yes. And if you could share with the audience, I know many people that are tuning in that are going through this that definitely feel that they're alone through this process. Where can they go to get more information about you or sign up for your program?
Yes, so right now the only way to get more information is by visiting my website, and that website address is silhouettelifecoaching.com. And as an exclusive offer to the Blog Talk Radio listeners, I've set up a one-time program offer for $97. Space is limited, and if you book today, you'll take advantage of the $97 offer. It is for a six-week program, which typically is valued at $2,300. So I hope a lot of the Blog Talk Radio listeners take advantage of it.
Yes, and at that rate, everyone out there in the world would know that there's really nowhere else would you be able to get help at a price like this. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're really giving people the opportunity to get help at a price that's affordable for many of the working people out there. So I definitely look up to you for that, for really offering this special program. We have a little over a minute left. If you could share with the audience one of your success stories.
Okay. So let me think. So, again, I have, let me see, this lady, she gave me her consent, so only by consent am I sharing this, and I just want to remind everybody that all of our sessions are completely confidential. So my client, when we met, she was living in low-income housing because she had been arrested several times for DWI and was and had lost everything, went to jail, lost her housing, and her son, you know, were basically in public housing. And what we determined was that she was repeating this cycle over and over again. And so one of the first questions I asked her is, what are you most excited about in your life right now? And, of course, she couldn't say. And then question number two is, what is most upsetting in your life right now? And because she hesitated and she couldn't answer, it took us quite a few weeks to get down to the bottom. And I used this specific technique called the model. And going through this process, what we had uncovered was that she was really feeling a lot of anger and fear, and it was all towards her relationships that she had had. She felt that that she would never have another meaningful relationship, and this caused this anxiety, which caused the drinking, which then caused, you know, the loss of work and home and stuff like that. And so today, she is a recovering alcoholic. She is able to get back her job, and, you know, her son was able to graduate high school. And I believe that she would have never come out of this cycle of believing that her relationships were not meaningful. She hadn't found the courage to contact, or actually she hadn't found the courage to go through her mind and pay attention to what she was thinking. And so she uses the model that I taught her, and she does her daily downloads, and every now and then we check in on each other to make sure she's doing okay. And this process is going to go on for the rest of our lives, and that's okay too, because that's what we need. So, yeah. That's about as much information I can give.
Well, it's really a wonderful story. And to our audience out there, I believe the most important thing that Monique does offer is that bond, having someone over there that you can trust, that you can speak to. I believe that is so, so important in this entire process. Well, we're just about out of time today, and so, Monique, I thank you again very much for coming on air and speaking about your practice and really a very important topic in our country today. I thank you very much.
No, thank you. And, again, I'm here to help, and I'm here because I know what it's like to be alone and to feel alone. So thank you.
You're very welcome. And to our audience today, I thank you very much for joining us for this segment. Please, again, visit us at Facebook or Twitter, or please go to our website at accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and time. And, again, I thank you all for joining us today. And, Monique, I thank you as well. You have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.